A security researcher is trying to retrieve her personal data from more than 150 data brokers. Let's find out how that's going, shall we? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Now that the California Consumer Privacy Act is in place, lots of researchers and consumers are testing out their new rights under the law to find out what data companies have about you and ask them to delete that data if you so desire. But to really scrub yourself out of the data machine, you are going to have to put in some elbow grease. Luckily, our guest today has gotten out her machete and is hacking her way through the data privacy jungle for us. Laura Noreen is a vice president at Obsidian Security, a private firm, but also a security researcher at NYU and UC Berkeley. She's been going to the source, the many, many data brokers that gather, maintain, and sell information about you to advertisers and social media companies. I asked her to tell me about what she's trying to do.
Well, I was pretty excited that I live in California, and California is the first state to give me some rights to ask companies what they know about me and ask them to delete what they know about me. So I use the only public registry of data brokers available in the U.S., which is put together by the state of Vermont, gathered up 157 email addresses of privacy contacts at these companies, and emailed them and asked them to know what they know about me. And for the most part, I still don't know. They have a long time to respond.
So they have a long time under the law to respond?
Under the law, they have 10 days to let me know that they even received my email at all. And they have another 45 days to respond to that email. And because it's the first year of the law, they have an additional 45 days if they can't quite get it together in the first 45 days.
So if you're a California consumer and you really do want to try to turn off the spigot of information as much as you can, is this the place to start with 150 emails to 150 data brokers?
I would say, yeah, it's not a bad place to start. And then I'd also add that Google, Apple, Twitter, and Facebook, none of those companies were in this list of 155. So if you're truly trying to be more private, I would advise people to go ahead and delete their accounts at all the major social media platforms, because that's a lot of the places where the data brokers are scraping this information and validating it to begin with. And then, yeah, data brokers as a step two.
Right. So let's say you're not in California. Is any of this process that you're going through now useful to people across the country who might at least want to try to contact these data brokers and find out what information they have about them?
Yes. A lot of the big legal advisors have advised their companies just to go ahead and follow these practices for anyone in the U.S. You know, I haven't done this yet, but I'm sure someone will come out with a list of all the companies that will take these requests from anyone. Then there are some other steps anyone in the U.S. can follow that don't rely on CCPA. Like, you can already opt yourself out of receiving direct marketing. Has nothing to do with CCPA.
And then I want to circle back to something you said earlier. You said that data brokers often have far more information about you than you expect, but you mentioned that they might have far less. What makes you think that? What's been your experience in that regard?
So I got a fair number of responses back from companies that just said, you know, you're not even in our database. So, and I tend to believe them. Maybe I'm too gullible, but I have done this for a long time. And I think some of these, there's been a kind of maturation process for me. I moved from academia to working in industry. And in academia, there's a great capacity to imagine all of the things that could be happening with our data and all of the record linkage that could happen to give this very, very complete image of a person with like their DNA profile and everything they have ever typed into a Google search bar and everything they ever did on Tinder or Grindr or whatever it might be. And that is really not happening with most of these data brokers or any of the other companies that hold a ton of data. There's a few companies that have really, really a maximum amount of data, and even they don't have complete records like that. So some of them really do have far less. Maybe they have some ancient address for me and they've linked it through my email address and that's about all they have. That makes me feel a little bit better and also just a little bit worse, because we're going to get a lot of poorer quality companies out there that are hawking data, and that concerns me, because at least the ones that are accurate, you feel like they have some kind of controls in place. The ones that are inaccurate and kind of incomplete, it concerns me.
Right. On the other hand, it is a good thing to validate someone's identity before you hand over a lot of personal information about them, right?
Absolutely. I do tend to like the validation process used by one of the companies, which just asked me a bunch of questions about the data record they think is mine. And they're asking me to validate what's the streets I lived on or the people who are likely to be related to me. That made more sense to me because it's tied very closely to their records and what they think they know. And it doesn't ask me to give any additional information based on, you know, besides what they already have.
Laura Noreen is a security researcher and vice president at Obsidian Security. I told her we'll check back in 45 or maybe 90 days or so and see what she's learned. And now for some related links. Also, as of this month, the state of California has set up an official registry of companies that qualify as data brokers. Hopefully, that will make jobs like Laura Noreen's and ours easier going forward. Until now, as Noreen noted, Vermont is the only state that requires data brokers to register publicly, and its requirements are pretty narrow. The California law defines data brokers as any business that, quote, knowingly collects and sells to third parties the personal information of a consumer with whom the business does not have a direct relationship. Those businesses that do register as data brokers will have to provide contact information, a description of how they collect information. Now, I looked, most of them are just linking to their legalese privacy policies, but they also have to note how consumers can opt out of having their data sold or how they can ask for it to be deleted. The state is projecting that about 1,000 companies might sign up for the registry, which is a lot of emails to have to send. But right now, there are less than a dozen. So get crack-a-lackin' and stay ahead of the game. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.